This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A Houston police officer is recovering after being stabbed by a man described as, quote, having a lengthy criminal history. The incident took place last night around 7:30 inside a pharmacy in the 300 block of Milam. Mayor John Whitmire says an officer was trying to talk to a man who appeared to be having a mental health crisis when he got aggressive.
Suspect became combative. It led to the suspect stabbing Officer Martinez Garza behind his left ear, severe bleeding. His partner had to shoot the suspect.
The suspect died at the scene. The injured officer was taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital, where he is listed in stable condition. The Rio Grande, the border river shared by the United States and Mexico, is experiencing a severe water crisis demanding urgent attention. That's according to a new study that calls for immediate investments in solutions. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has more.
The study is called Overconsumption Gravely Threatens Water Security in the Binational Rio Grande Bravo Basin. Researchers found that more than half of all water consumed in the Rio Grande Basin on both sides of the border is unsustainable. The water is being pulled from reservoirs, aquifers, and the river itself faster than nature can replace it. The result is a river that runs dry for long stretches, shrinking farmland, collapsing aquifers, and growing conflicts between states and nations that share its water. More than 15 million people rely on the river for drinking water. Irrigated farming consumes 87% of the water. When surface water runs dry, farmers are forced to use reservoirs and groundwater faster than these sources can be naturally replenished. Meanwhile, the Rio Grande delivers just 15% of its natural flow to the Gulf of Mexico compared to its historical norm. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Governor Greg Abbott labeled the Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, as a foreign terrorist organization last week. Local CARE chapters in Texas have filed a lawsuit in response. For some Houston area Muslims, the governor's actions are evidence of a growing anti-Islam sentiments. 23-year-old Shad Chauhan attends a mosque in Sugar Land multiple times a week.
It's just quite sad to see that we're actually like regressing rather than going forward in terms of Islam and the rhetoric that's spread.
The governor has accused CARE of trying to, quote, forcibly impose Sharia law. Police are trying to sort out the details of a shooting in southwest Houston. HPD Assistant Chief Yasser Bashir says officers were called to an area just inside the Beltway on Vandalia Way early Saturday morning.
Upon arrival, they located six individuals with gunshot wounds. Five or more were transported to our local hospital and ambulances. And some of them also self-transported.
He says multiple people were shooting at each other after an altercation at a large gathering. A woman was killed in the crossfire. The condition of the other victims is unknown. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.